MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, as the old saying goes, turnabout is fair play. The Moose Jaw Miller Express overcame a 6-0 first-inning deficit and later rallied with 6 runs over the final 2 innings to take a 14-11 victory over the Medicine Hat Mavericks in Western Canadian Baseball League in Medicine Hat on Saturday night. It was almost the exact opposite of the previous game between the two teams, which saw the Mavericks put up 9 runs in the final 3 innings to take a 1-run win. Moose Jaw is now 21-17 on the season to sit 5 games back of the first-place Regina Red Sox and 2 games back of the second-place Mavericks. As well as things turned out, it was a tough start for the local squad, as Medicine Hat batted through their order in the first inning to build their 6-0 edge. The Express started their first comeback with 3 runs in the third to trail 8-3 before adding 4 more in the fourth and another in the fifth to tie the game 8-8. The Mavericks regained the lead with 3 in the 7th before Moose Jaw put everything together in the final 2 innings, scoring 3 in the 8th to tie and another 3 in the 9th to secure the 14-11 win. Austin Gurney had another stellar night at the plate for the Express, going 4-for-6 with a pair of runs scored, giving him 9 hits in his last 12 at-bats. Thomas Soto went 2-for-5 and scored 4 runs, while Darren Hagan was 4-for-6 with a double, 3 runs scored and 3 RBI. Bobby Pockrney also had a solid night at the plate, going 4-for-5 with 2 runs and an RBI. It was a tough start on the Moose Jaw mound for Ethan Merck, as he gave up the 8 early runs on 10 hits through 3 innings. Jacob Keyless and Jaden Kennelly got the Express through the next 3 innings unscathed before Medicine Hat struck for 3 runs on 2 hits off Jacob Castaneda. The back end of the Miller Express bullpen stood fast from there, though, as Takeo Cookson held the Mavericks scoreless in the 8th to earn the win and Weston Walls bounced back from giving up the lead the previous night to earn the save in the 9th. Johnny Vulcano led the way at the plate for the Mavericks, going 3-for-4 with a double, home run, 2 runs and 2 RBI. Dylan Runge started for Medicine Hat and allowed 7 runs over 3 innings. Joshua Landry took the loss after giving up 3 runs in the 9th. The Express and Mavericks are right back at it on Sunday afternoon in Medicine Hat. Next home action is Tuesday when the Regina Red Sox are in town. Game time is 7:05 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.